This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Another wild day. Wild day, I can't keep up with it all. No way to cover it all on the show. I need 6 hours. I'm campaigning for 6 to 9 hours. That would be a fun day, wouldn't it? 9 hours a day on the radio. I'd love that. Well, actually, 6 hours a day on the radio and 3 hours on TV. That's the kind of deal I'm campaigning for. I mean, I need to be in control of the media all day just to be able to get the stories out. There's so many stories out there, juicy stories. I love this one. Elizabeth Warren says her Secretary of Education would have to be vetted by a 9-year-old trans child. I kid you not. These people are crazy. I read you about Bloomberg yesterday. Bloomberg, the moderate one. The moderate one. Bloomberg thinks that everything in all of healthcare is about transsexuals. Every American law, housing, it's about transsexual jobs, transsexuals. Elizabeth Warren said earlier this year, the most important thing at the border is taking care of illegal transsexuals. Now she wants her Secretary of Education to be vetted by a 9-year-old transsexual. She's reiterated during a town hall in Iowa that her Secretary of Education will have to be vetted by a 9-year-old trans child. Let me see what they're talking about. The child, born female, identifies as Jacob and asked Warren a question about inclusive schools during a CNN forum about gay and transgender issues. Warren was asked, how would you make education inclusive for all backgrounds? And she said, I love this question. And the answer is, we need a Secretary of Education who believes in public education. In fact, I have two qualifications that I talk about over and over for my Secretary of Education. The first, it has to be someone who's taught in a public school. Hello, she says. And part two, because it came from a young trans person who asked about a welcoming community. And I said it starts with a Secretary of Education who has a lot to do with where we spend our money, with what gets advanced in our public schools, with what the standards are. And I said, I'm going to have a Secretary of Education that this young trans person interviews on my behalf, and only if this person believes our Secretary of Education nominee is absolutely committed to creating a welcoming environment, a safe environment, and a full educational curriculum for everyone, will that person be advanced to be Secretary of Education. Oh boy. Oh boy, keep talking. The more you guys talk, the more insane you appear, and the more the American people think you're insane, and the more it appears likely a landslide is forming for President Trump, who, by the way, is involved with an impeachment for the first time in history that nobody gives a freak about. I had to be very careful how I said that, because it was going to come out another way. No one in America cares about the impeachment. Nobody, 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 nobody. Everyone knows it's a joke, except for liberals. The joke's on them. Now, before I get to all the impeachment news, I have been the only conservative in the nation, I believe. I really doubt that Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson or anyone else on Fox News, Laura Ingraham, The Five, I don't think any of them have gotten off politics to say, I think, sadly, tragically, a massive pandemic disaster is forming in China. I think we're all in big trouble. But I did. I said it. And I'm turning out to be right. Sadly, I don't want to be right. Trust me, I don't want to be right. But it's out of control. The Chinese are so incompetent. You know, the communists, just another example of how communists have no idea what they're doing. You better thank God every day that you live in the United States of America. Because communists are like the DMV square to the 10,000th. And they don't have the supplies, and they don't have the doctors, and they don't know how to handle it, and they don't know what to do. They'll throw you in the street and let you die. You can't breathe, there's no ventilators. Just put them in the street, let them die in the mud. That's how the Chinese treat their people. You say something bad about the leader, You go to a camp and you crack rocks for the rest of your life. And they're covering up what's going on in China, and it's coming this way. And it could create a worldwide global depression. This is about money, man. This isn't about 100 people dying every day, which is horrible. Don't ever let me be taken out of context that I'm saying it's not important that 100 people are dying every day. It is important that 100 people are dying every day. But what's even more important than that is if the whole world is in starvation mode from a global depression, much worse. You know, if you lose 10,000 people or 100,000 people over the course of a year, say, horrible. And if it's you and it's your family, horrible. And I don't want one death. But how about the next year if there's a global depression in the world and 100 million people are in bread lines? I think the 100 million in the bread line is a lot worse than 100,000 dead or 10,000 dead. So this leads to much worse stuff. I mean, it's just a disaster out there. The death toll climbed to 170, but that's what's reported. 7,700 cases of coronavirus in China, 7,800 worldwide, but that's what's reported. I'm telling you, they're not reporting. There's all kinds of videos from Wuhan saying, we are in an apocalypse. No one's telling you. There are no cars on the street. There are no people on the street. There is no airport shut down, bus station shut down, train shut down, restaurants aren't open, businesses aren't open, no kids going to school, and people are dying in the streets. And because the hospitals are so overloaded, there are no beds for them. This is what they're saying is happening. Late last week, a Wuhan nurse made an emotional video on social media claiming more than 90,000 have been affected. Dozens of cities shut down. More than 50 million folks quarantined to their homes. And experts report there's no vaccine for at least a year. It's bad. And just to show it's not Wayne Root, World Health Organization reverses course and declares the outbreak of coronavirus a global health emergency. And you could bet they're saying that not because 171 people have died in China. They're saying that because they understand that exponentially, looking at the numbers, 171 will soon be 1,700, and soon after that be 17,000, and then 170,000, and then 1.7 million. That's how fast it explodes, and they could see the numbers. And today, we found the first human-to-human transmission of coronavirus in the United States. A woman came from China back to Chicago, had the virus, and gave it to her husband. First person-to-person transmission in the United States. And if you don't think this is about to break wild, you got your head up your you-know-what. World Health Organization isn't declaring this an international emergency unless something real bad's happening behind the scenes. And I've seen the videos and I've heard the reports from China. And I'm telling you, they're in a disastrous nightmare tragedy in China. But they can't talk about it because the communists would cut your head off if you talked about it. All right, so we go from those crazy people, to our crazy people. Here's a good example of our crazy people. Child rapist to be released from prison because he's changing gender. A convicted child rapist is reported to be released from prison in Iowa because he's no longer deemed a threat since he began transgender hormone treatments and is considering gender reassignment surgery. Joseph Matthew Smith, 23, a former Midwest Christian Services student, convicted of as many as 15 sex crimes against victims whose age ranged from 1 to 13, was sentenced to prison in December 2015. But a spokesman from the Iowa Attorney General's office on January 16th said they're no longer seeking Smith's commitment because an offender's hormone levels are an important part of substantiating his likelihood of recidivism. In other words, his likelihood of repeating the crime. We don't believe we have evidence sufficient to prove Josie Smith has a significant chance of reoffending. So now he's Josie Smith. He was Joseph Smith. Now he's Josie Smith. Child molester who raped 15 kids, including a one-year-old, is being released from prison because he's no longer deemed a threat, because he's now a woman in his mind. He's received treatment for gender reassignment over the past 2 years at Newton Correctional Facility. You don't think liberals are insane, huh? You don't think liberals are totally completely freaking nuts. This is what you get with liberal. From an evaluator standpoint, our recommendation is based on whether someone is more likely to reoffend. Between 5% and 50% of sex offenders reoffend. So it takes an extraordinarily high burden to prove someone has a 51% chance. But many public commentators express shock at the report of the decision to release Smith, including transgender Blair White, who said in a video message, "This is a disgusting and dangerous precedent. A convicted baby rapist and pedophile is being released from prison because they now identify as a woman. You read that correctly. This is a disgusting and dangerous precedent." Blair White, a transgender. You don't think our country's gone mad, huh? You don't think liberals have gone mad? I mean, these people are absolutely insane. Certifiably so. And speaking of insane, or perhaps dementia, Joe Biden. When we get back, I'll tell you about Joe Biden mixing up Iran, Iraq, and Ukraine. Joe Biden wants to be president, and he's like your grandfather with dementia, who doesn't know your name anymore on some days. Who you put a name tag around his neck, because if he gets lost outside, someone has to send him home, find his house. My God, he needs instructions around his neck. Joe Biden wants to be president of the United States and put his finger on the nuclear button. He doesn't know where the hell he is. He doesn't know just in Iran, Iraq, and Ukraine. He didn't know what his son was doing. This is probably his defense, so he won't go to jail for the rest of his life. He's like that crazy mobster who acted like he was crazy for 30 years. They never put him in prison. Joe Biden says, "I won't go to prison because I'm nuts." Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Boar sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What, did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
I just can't keep up. What's that famous saying? I fall and I can't get up. I fall and I can't keep up. I fall and I can't keep up. There's too much news.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Speaking of, this is the perfect segue. Liberty HealthShare. The sponsor of this segment is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty is the health insurance. It's even better. At least that's my opinion. Liberty is a Christian health sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of year. Liberty has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. So if you fall down and you can't get up, Liberty is there for you. Starting as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I joined, I'm a member, my 4 children are members, and I've saved $72,000 in 4 years in premiums. Could you use an extra $72,000? And when I had kidney stone surgery, they paid my $27,000 bill. Not part of it, all of it! All of it! I love these guys. Plus my doctor bill, my surgeon, my anesthesiologist, I never saw them. I swear to you, never got a doctor bill, never got a surgeon bill, never got an anesthesiologist bill. I had the greatest doctor in the world, by the way. He's my next-door neighbor, Mike Finkelstein. Dr. Mike Finkelstein, you're the greatest. He listens to my radio show on the way home from work all the time. I hope he's listening right now. Mike Finkelstein, you're the greatest. Never got a bill, all paid by Liberty HealthShare. Unbelievable. And by the way, 3 doctor visits the end of last year and 3 doctor visits the end of December of 2018. Because I never go to the doctor, right? I only go to the doctor at the end of the year. Let me do 3 checkups, all free. 6 visits, all free. Like I said, it's not health insurance, it's better. Those are counted as wellness visits. They take care of 3 of them a year for you. So give them a call, 855-58-LIBERTY. It's amazing. It's not too good to be true, but it's amazing. It's really good. It's not perfect, but it's really good. Better than health insurance, I can tell you that much. I've had less trouble with them than I ever had with Aetna. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you're going to get VIP red carpet treatment. I hope it's the end of Mitt Romney. I never want to see his face again. I used to love the guy. I hate him. I despise him. You know, when I say that about Obama, what's the first thing that either liberals or black people say? Wayne Root's a racist. He hates Obama. He's a racist. And if I say I hate Hillary, he's a sexist. And if I hate a gay man like Mayor Pete Butthead, I must be homophobic. And if I hate a Muslim, I must be Islamophobic. So if I hate a handsome, smiling, CEO-looking white man by the name of Mitt Romney, who kind of looks like every CEO I've ever met in my life, but also kind of looks like me. He's kind of my kind of body type and guy. So explain to me, if I hate him, do I hate white people? It has to do with what you believe in. My hatred has nothing to do with the way you look or the color of your skin. It's that you're a traitor. Mitt Romney's a traitor to the GOP. And so I love it when a Utah lawmaker introduces a bill to recall United States senators. Republican Utah Representative Tim Quinn has introduced a bill that in the state's legislature that would allow voters to recall U.S. senators, a possible swipe at Utah Senator Mitt Romney. The bill would create a process by which a recall vote could go on the ballot by voters after a petition. And I love it. I think that's great. 6 years is a long time, he said, and he's right. Why shouldn't you be able to recall someone if they're not what you thought they were? The bill, if passed, would likely face a constitutional challenge. An Arkansas effort to impose term limits on its representatives was struck down by the Supreme Court in 1995, with the majority opinion saying the states are not authorized to add requirements for individuals to qualify for federal office. Requiring senators to avoid a recall to keep their seats might run afoul of that same principle. You know, you can't win because there's deep state D.C. swamp people everywhere, including the Supreme Court. That's the problem. You got to overcome all these negative people. And speaking of deep state on the Supreme Court, how about Justice Roberts? He wouldn't let... He sides with Democrats and refused to read Rand Paul's question on the whistleblower, which was one of the great questions in the history of mankind. I mean, it was a fabulous question. Fabulous question. And the former Ukrainian prosecutor Shokin has reportedly filed a federal complaint demanding an investigation of Joe Biden. And I told you, Joe Biden mixed up Iran, Iraq, and Ukraine during impeachment, during discussion about impeachment at a recent Iowa town hall. I wonder if he knows he's in Iowa. I bet he doesn't. I bet he has no idea where he is. He's like that Southwest commercial. You know, hello, Boston, and you're in Tijuana, you know. He has no idea where the hell he is. Matter of fact, Joe Biden doesn't know what year he's in. Whenever he tells stories, they're from like 80 years ago when he was a child. And he got in a fight with some gangbanger. I forgot the guy's name. It was like Pighead or something. It was the funniest thing I've ever heard. He sounds like he's in a 1920s black and white movie. He really has no idea where he is. You need to put a card around his neck with instructions sent back to mommy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
War now. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More questions and answers in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. Justice John Roberts declined to read the question of Senator Rand Paul, which apparently apparently intended to reveal the identity of the whistleblower.
The presiding officer declines to read the question as submitted.
Senator Paul then walked out of the Senate chamber and stepped up to reporters.
I can tell you that my question made no reference to any whistleblower or any kind of person complained from the whistleblower.
He then said the name of the person he thinks is the whistleblower. The House has approved two measures aimed at clawing back President Trump's war powers, a direct result of recent aggression between Iran and the United States. The votes passed with 4 Republican defections on one measure and 11 on the other. President Trump tweeted, "Members should vote with their heart." This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Hey, by the way, great job by Lee Elsie, as always. Lee Elsie, my man, in New London, Connecticut. Guest host for Wayne Allyn Root. I chose him over every host in the United States of America who is vying for the job of guest host for Wayne Root on USA Radio. I picked Lee Elsie because he is the best. Love him. Great guy. And fine first hour. Thank you, Lee. Fine first hour. The sponsor of this segment is Swiss America, and with this global pandemic, this amazing, horrible coronavirus, which is scaring the bejesus out of smart people everywhere, because this thing could spread like wildfire, and it is spreading like wildfire, much worse than anybody's let on. You've got to buy some gold, because this could cause a worldwide Great Depression. It could cause a pandemic. It seems like it is causing a pandemic. Could very well turn into a historic pandemic. And you're just going to need to own some insurance, and that's what gold is. It's insurance. So if you're going to play gold, how are you going to play? You're going to own the best gold coins in the best quality from the best company, Swiss America, at the best price. Write down this number, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener and a war fan, you can receive up to three beautiful Mid-State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Call now and save 22% on St. Gaudens gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and tell them War sent you. Before I get to my guest, I do want to mention just one thing real quickly, because I love Rand Paul. I don't always agree with him, neither does Donald Trump, but he is so good, and he's been such a warrior on Trump's side, and I just think he is the greatest. And Rand Paul rips foreign aid recipients and says most are crooks and have stolen it. He was addressing a key issue of the impeachment and Senate trial of President Trump, and noting that President Barack Obama delayed aid to Ukraine, he said, do presidents have the latitude to play some games with foreign aid? Sure. I think the whole point is the aid is supposed to be conditional. We want something if we give them money. I don't want to give them the money anyway because I don't think we have any money to give, nor do I think anywhere in the Constitution is authorized to give foreign aid. So I'm proud of him withholding any aid anytime he can. What's more, he noted that Trump has done it before, as with Latin American nations that were forced to change immigration policies the administration didn't like. Rand Paul said the United States should push for anti-corruption policies in return for foreign aid because in the past, governments receiving money have stolen it. It's true of foreign aid in particular, he said. I don't want to say just all Ukrainians are crooks. Most people in foreign governments who receive our money, or a lot of them, are crooks and have stolen it. They skim off the top. They're thieves. I mean, that's beautiful. That's great. I think I'll lead off my Newsmax hour with that. That is fabulous. Rand Paul, you got my undying love forever for that one. And by the way, you know what he's talking about? It sounds like he's talking about foreign criminals who skim off the top. He's talking about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. That's who he's really talking about. Our people are crooks who skim off the top of foreign aid. All right, my guest is here, Dr. Andrew Bostom. He's an anti-Semitism scholar, the author of the newly updated book, The Legacy of Islamic Anti-Semitism, From Sacred Texts to Solemn History. His website, andrewbostom.org, B-O-S-T-O-M, like Boston with an M, andrewbostom.org. And he's here to talk about Muslim hatred of Jews. It's gone on forever. And liberals don't want you talking about it, but Dr. Andrew's talking about it. Hey, Dr. Andrew Bostom, how are you?
Thank you for having me on, Wayne.
My pleasure, my pleasure. So tell me about your newly updated book, The Legacy of Islamic Anti-Semitism. Obviously, this is nothing new. Muslims have always had a hatred of Jews. It's been an unnatural hatred. It's gone on since, like, the beginning of time. And I don't think anyone's going to change it tomorrow, are they?
Right. And so, you know, it's odd. There's this common sense perception because you see it. It's so overwhelming, particularly in our era. But yet the narrative had been, and this is what I really dealt with in the core of the book from the first edition, was that somehow it was a European import. In other words, you know, Islamdom, the lands originally conquered by the jihad conquest, really didn't manifest anti-Semitism. It was only the introduction of European themes through colonization, and whether it was coming from Christianity itself or from totalitarian ideologies of the West, you know, particularly things like Nazism. And it was just, you know, it was just incredible to go through the source material of Islam, its foundational sources, the Quran, the traditions of Muhammad, the earliest pious Muslim biographies of Muhammad, and it was just redolent with anti-Semitism. So I dealt a lot with that, you know, in the first book, and you know, modern manifestations as well, and different variations of it through both Arab Muslim and non-Arab Muslim lands. And the experience of Jews living in those countries. What I really sort of riveted on in the updated version of this is we have incredible polling data now in our era. And look, Wayne, it comes from an organization. I'm a political conservative. I rarely agree with anything the Anti-Defamation League does politically. However, they are very, very good at collecting raw data on the prevalence, the occurrence of anti-Semitism. They developed a very simple scale. They present people with 11 anti-Semitic stereotypes, and they basically say to each person they survey, you know, how many of these do you agree with? And then at a cutoff point of 6 out of the 11, they say, well, if you agree with 6 or more, you are defined as an extreme anti-Semite. And then they establish how common this is in the various populations they sample. And overwhelmingly, whether we look, obviously, at the Muslim Middle East, the Muslim countries have a disproportionate rate. In the Muslim Middle East, the 16 most anti-Semitic countries in the world on this scale, the prevalence, the occurrence of this degree of anti-Semitism, again, extreme anti-Semitism, is anywhere from 74% to 93%.
And
it's now traveling west as we grow these Muslim populations in Western Europe, and I'll come to the United States. We're seeing this baggage comes with them. And so now the last two surveys ADL did, 50 to 55% of European Muslims have this degree of anti-Semitism, i.e. extreme anti-Semitism. And that's 2 to 3-fold the background rate in the non-Muslim European population. Finally, the ADL surveyed the United States. They did it in late 2016 to early 2017. And we have a much more philo-Semitic country. We have a large philo-Semitic Christian population in this country. It's different than Europe. However, the background rate may be a little higher than people think. It's about 14% in the Muslim population already in this country. And wait till we get more Ilhan Omars in this country. It's already 34% versus that 14%. So
all right,
the global trend.
Let me jump in, Dr. Andrew Boston, because I want to get to something that I think is really important for my fans, my listeners. I know they'll want to hear about this. Because you're an expert on anti-Semitism and Israel and what's going on in the Middle East and things like that, what are your thoughts on President Trump's just announced Middle East peace plan? Because I want to tell you what I think, and then I want you to riff off of it. I think Trump's the greatest president for Jews in the history of the world. I think he just created a plan that's just gives the Jewish people exactly what they want. But therefore, it's a plan that I don't think Muslims could ever accept. Palestinians will never accept it because they'll never agree that Israelis and Israel has a right to exist. It'll never happen. So this whole thing is another exercise in futility, in my opinion. But go ahead. Let's hear the expert.
Well, look, I, your bottom line conclusion, I absolutely agree with. Unfortunately, you know, the way the Muslim world is now, it is quite futile. However, I think politically, it was a wise thing that Trump did in a sense to expose this, but also to lay out that there had to be certain guarantees on the off chance that we already know it's been rejected effectively. On the off chance that it would have been accepted, there were certain security guarantees that made explicit and also targeting what had to bottom line change in Palestinian society, i.e. they couldn't be full-blooded terrorists. You know, that was going to void. So there were certain basic things, but I absolutely agree, Wayne, because when you look at Palestinian society, unfortunately, it is on that scale I was mentioning to you, it's the worst. It's the 93% number. And when we dive in more deeply, when you look at, you know, Hamas has this charter. It's very anti-Semitic. It's very jihadist. When you ask Palestinians specifically, this was actually done by a Clinton pollster, Stanley Greenberg, in 2011, he asked very specific questions in Arabic about the Hamas charter. And they, one question that related to destroying Israel by jihad, it was explicit. 80% agreed with that. 73% agreed with this hadith, with this tradition of Muhammad, that the Jews had to be annihilated individually to usher in the messianic age for Islam. 73% agreed with that lovely sentiment. I mean, so, you know, yes, it's a very, very intractable problem. However, the only deterrence there is force, is the strength of the Israeli Defense Forces. And I think that, you know, that can force the aggressive populations into what the Muslims refer to as a hudna, as a temporary treaty, because that is an Islamic principle, that if your enemy has greater force, you're absolutely entitled to a temporary truce. And honestly, Wayne, I think that's the best we're going to get.
Yeah, and I also think Trump knows that the Palestinians love to negotiate. They love to ask for the world, and he's asking for the world that's kind of in favor of Israel. So maybe if the Palestinians want a carrot, he could throw them a carrot, and you still get 75% of what you want. You know, you start at 100 instead of starting at 50, because then maybe you settle at 75. So it's all a negotiation. So it's possible that as the Palestinians scream, no, 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 never, we'll never do this. In reality, you start to throw them a couple of bones and they go, okay, we'll come to a compromise. In reality, you're already getting more than you ever wanted. That's Trump's way of negotiating. That's my way of negotiating. Good stuff. So we'll see. Dr. Andrew Bostom, anti-Semitism scholar. His website's andrewbostom.org. He's got a newly updated book, The Legacy of Islamic Anti-Semitism. Thank you, Dr. Andrew.
Take care, Wayne. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, from the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war. Sent ya.
Raw and unfiltered.
Tired of
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
As you know, the sponsor of this entire show is Root for the Wall. They have the naming rights to the studio. It's the Root for the Wall studio. That is my pack, my political pack, Root for the Wall. Because if Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world. What globalists and socialists around the world want is clear. It's open borders. We got to stop him. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together can and will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. I know everybody wants it because almost every single human being in America who's given to Root for the Wall has given $100 or more because they want the brick. So commemorative wall brick, if you give $100 or more, it is beautiful, and it's a memento that you were part of this effort to build that wall. Call 844-ROOT-WALL, toll-free 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. Together we'll build this wall for President Trump. Rootwall.com. And then I've got to give a disclaimer at the end, according to FEC law. Root for the Wall, PAC, paid for, is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee, rootwall.com. So, we all believe the media is like 100% against us. And guess what? We're right. The evening news spin is 100% negative on Trump's defense and 95% positive towards Democrats. This is a new Media Research Center study of the broadcast evening news coverage of the opening arguments of both sides, and found ABC, CBS, NBC did not live up to the standard they demanded of Republicans. They gave Democrats double the airtime, showered their arguments with mostly praise, while expressing only criticism of President Trump's legal team. Between Wednesday, January 22nd, and Tuesday, January 28th, when the president's legal defense team rested, evening newscast reporters and anchors made a total of 34 evaluative statements about the merits and effectiveness of both sides. Democrat impeachment managers received a total of 21 evaluative statements from ABC, CBS, NBC. Of that total, 95%, 20 out of 21, touted their efforts and presentations, which means only one of their comments was negative. In stark contrast, every single statement from reporters and anchors about the merits and effectiveness of Trump's defense team were negative. Of the 13 total statements, ABC and CBS each had 5, NBC pitching in with 3, the networks would roundly tear down the arguments Trump's legal team was making, despite the evidence they would present. When Trump lawyer Michael Purpura argued with evidence that the president was long interested in burden sharing when it came to Ukraine's defense, CBS chief congressional correspondent Nancy Cordes tried to shoot it down by saying those claims run counter to witness testimony. After the manuscript of former National Security Advisor John Bolton was leaked, Holt announced the book contradicts his defense. Moments later, NBC chief White House correspondent Haley Jackson seemed to poke at how Trump's lawyers were addressing senators by not the elephant in the room. You get the idea. I don't need to go through all this. Lester Holt, NBC, and this reporter and this anchor man. They're all a bunch of leftist extremists like the kids I went to Columbia with, all of them. And by the way, the good news coming out of this is that Americans have impeachment. It's only the third time in history a president has been impeached and the first time that absolutely no one cares. No one cares. It's unbelievable. No one gives a crap anywhere. On both sides, right? Even the crazy liberals who think Trump should be impeached, they don't care either because they know he won't be impeached. They know it's useless. So I told you Joe Biden mixed up Iran, Iraq, and Ukraine. Let's see what he said. I'm unaware of what he said. So let's see how bad it is. The former vice president claimed the questions about his political influence intersecting with his son's work in Ukraine were part of an organized smear campaign. The claim, which is disputed by ethics watchdogs in both the U.S. and Ukraine, was further undercut by Biden's inability to recollect in which country his son was working. That's like just flat out acknowledging we've been doing everything we do to keep Biden from being the nominee. And guess what? We tried it in Iraq and it's not working. I mean in Iran, excuse me. We tried it in Ukraine, the 77-year-old former vice president said. So that was his gaffe. I get it. He was quoting like his enemies and saying, that's just flat out acknowledging that we've been doing everything we can to keep this guy Biden from being the nominee. And guess what? We tried it in Iraq. It's not working. I mean in Iran, excuse me. I mean, we tried it in Ukraine. So, again, he doesn't really know where he is. Iran, Iraq, Ukraine. That's Joe Biden. And so I want to get to Rand Paul. Because I think Rand Paul's great. Oh, we're running out of time. We only have a minute left. That's it? All right, so we'll save it for Newsmax TV. That's fine. Rand Paul has some great things to say. He really cut to the quick about what this entire impeachment is about. And he revealed the impeachment question that was censored by Chief Justice John Roberts. Those of you who watched my show for a while know what I think of John Roberts. I think he is compromised. That's a nice way of saying blackmailed or a member of the deep state or a member of the DC swamp. Whatever the reason is, I don't trust John Roberts as far as I could spit. And I didn't trust him after what he did with Obamacare. I didn't trust him what he did on the citizenship question. And now he's acting the same way, like he's on the side of the Democrats, as he lords over the United States Senate and won't allow the name of the whistleblower to be mentioned on national TV. And Rand Paul went ballistic today and exploded. And I'll tell you about it coming up next on Newsmax TV right now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Offer.